Chapter 12, The Prophet Loses Faith, and Panics. This chapter is based on with the slaying of the prophets of Baal, the way was opened for carrying forward a mighty spiritual reformation. The judgments of heaven had been executed, the people had confessed their sins and acknowledged the God of their fathers. Now the curse was to be withdrawn, and the land was to be refreshed with rain. "Get thee up, eat and drink," Elijah said to Ahab, "for there is a sound of abundance of rain." Then the prophet went to the top of the mount to pray. He saw no clouds in the heavens, he heard no thunder. Throughout the day he had revealed his implicit confidence in God's word, and now he knew that heaven would bestow the blessings foretold. The same God who had sent the drought had promised rain as the reward of right doing. In an attitude of humility, Elijah interceded with God in behalf of penitent Israel. Again and again he sent his servant to a point overlooking the Mediterranean, to learn whether there was any visible token that God had heard his prayer. Each time the servant returned with the word, "There is nothing." The prophet did not lose faith, but continued pleading. 6 times the servant returned with the word that there was no sign of rain in the brassy heavens. Undaunted, Elijah sent him forth once more. This time the servant returned with the word, "Behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." This was enough. In that small cloud Elijah beheld by faith an abundance of rain, and he acted in harmony with his faith, sending his servant quickly to Ahab with the message, "Prepare thy chariot, get thee down, that the rain stop thee not." Because Elijah was a man of large faith, God could use him. His faith grasped the promises of heaven, and he persevered in prayer. He did not wait for the full evidence that God had heard him, but was willing to venture all on the slightest token of divine favor. And what he was enabled to do under God, all may do in their sphere in God's service. Elijah was a man of like nature with ourselves, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth, RSV. Faith such as this is needed today, faith that will lay hold of the promises of God's word, faith that brings strength for coping with the powers of darkness. Through faith God's children have conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, received promises, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight, RSV. Faith is an essential element of prevailing prayer. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. With the persistence of Elijah, we may present our petitions to the Father. The honor of his throne is staked for the fulfillment of his word. The shades of night were gathering about Mount Carmel as Ahab prepared for the descent. It came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode, and went to Jezreel. As he journeyed toward the royal city through the darkness and blinding rain, he was unable to see before him. Elijah had that day humiliated him before his subjects and slain his idolatrous priests, but he still acknowledged him as Israel's king. Now, as an act of homage, he ran before the royal chariot, guiding the king to the city. In this gracious act shown to a wicked king is a lesson for all who claim to be servants of God. There are those who hesitate to perform menial duties, fearing that they will be doing the work of a servant. Elijah had been signally honored of God as fire had flashed from heaven and consumed the sacrifice, his petition for rain had been granted. And yet, after God had been pleased to honor his public ministry, he was willing to perform the service of a menial.